Hello, welcome to Living Waters Church this morning. My name's Daniel, and this is one of our bubble Sundays, or our discussion Sundays. It's a chance to take a small video with a few points and then a few questions at the end, and to use it as a sort of kickstarter for conversations, either today if you happen to have people with you at home, or maybe during the week if you're talking to other people about it. It is up to you, but basically we're trying to encourage you to connect with others, and especially in this sort of second lockdown, we are needing more than ever to actually connect with people. So the topic this morning is to remember to remember. Some of you might not remember, but it's actually Remembrance Sunday today. Normally we would be seeing ceremonies at the cenotaph. We'd be seeing local ceremonies at our places where we commemorate those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and died in the wars that we've seen over many years. And so we want to remember those people today, especially if that's something that's close to your heart. It's important. I've got in researching my family, I found many people who've been come from Australia to fight in First World War, Second World Wars. It affects us all in one way or another if we actually kind of go back far enough. So that's one element of remembrance, and it's an important one, and we'll touch on it a little bit later. But I want to talk about some of the things that we need to remember. Like I say, the Bible says remember, and forgetting is easy. It's very easy to forget. What did we get for Christmas last year? What did we forget? What did we get for our birthday? Well, when was the last time we went on holiday? Forgetting is the natural thing. So we've got to work against that and start to remember and force ourselves and make it a pattern of life to remember. So what are some of the things that the Bible says to remember? Well, at one point it says, remember the poor. I think it's in Galatians. When Peter is talking to Paul and saying, okay, if you're going to go out and do all these things, then just here are a few pointers. And one of the pointers is remember the poor. And so I'm going to challenge you, remember the poor. We are doing an amazing job as a church supporting nearly 50 Compassion children through the Compassion Project. Most of them are in Kenya, but I know some of you have got other children who you've supported at different times. It's time to remember them. It's time to get their pens and papers out and write them a Christmas letter. If that's too challenging, download the Compassion app. And then you can do it digitally. You can send emails, and maybe you want to give to the COVID-19 appeal that Compassion are having. They've raised over £1 million already, but that's a way that you can remember the poor. That you can look at the those who are in the third world and the developing world and say, actually we haven't forgotten you. So that's one thing you can do. The Bible says, remember those in prison. I don't know whether you've got anyone who you know is in prison, but maybe that's an extreme circumstance. But remember those in lockdown. Remember those who haven't actually seen anyone. There are some people in the church who literally have not been out since March and not really been connecting. And it's, we can get frustrated about this second lockdown, but actually there are those who are still living really pretty much the whole lockdown themselves. Remember those people. Think about them. Ring them up. If you think, oh, I wonder how such and such is doing, that's not just you thinking that. That's the Holy Spirit putting them in your mind. Ring them. Find a way of communicating and connecting with them. What else does it say? Do not forget to entertain strangers. Don't forget. It's easy to kind of think, oh, well, I need my friends around me. But remember those who maybe and who aren't your friends and who are looking lonely and who could do with a meal or or some form of connection. I know getting together isn't that easy, but we're still able to go out and walk and exercise with and meet someone else outside, and that's possible. Get a flask of coffee, or get a takeaway coffee, and go for a walk with someone. Get dressed up. I'm wearing my winter jumper. Get dressed up. Go out. Be intentional about entertaining someone who you don't normally entertain. Don't forget those people. Do good. Share with those who are in need. Don't forget to keep doing good. I'm thinking of the food bank. We're doing an amazing job with the food bank in Clevedon and the local area in Nailsea and Portishead. And there are many other organisations that have got onto this. Clevedon Aid, and there's a similar one in Nailsea. They're all doing an amazing job. Scotty's there cooking hot meals for people and getting ready, thinking about Christmas meals for people. Find out what the food bank need. Find out what others who are less fortunate than you need, and keep looking out, because otherwise we'll forget how much we've got. We'll forget how good God has been to us. Remember your leaders. I know that I just put up recently a video of the churches, a summary of the churches in the town, and if you want to look at that, and you'll find out what all the churches are doing, and you can pray for those people who are building the church in the Clevedon area. Pray for CTIC as they continue to figure out how to continue to communicate the gospel in the local area. The Bible encourages us not to forget what God has done. And, I encourage you, remember the good things God has done, the way he's blessed you, the way he's kept you, the way he's never left you or forsaken you, the things that he's done for you, taking away your guilt, your shame, your fear, your loneliness. And those are things that you just keep reminding yourself of. Remember the words that he's spoken to you, the promises that are yet to be fulfilled, but maybe that you're still holding on to, that are the good things that he said will happen. And as we wait upon the Lord, it says we will renew our strength. It's an active waiting. It's saying, God, I believe you. I believe that you're good. I believe that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. I thank you that you've done it in the past and you're going to do it again. And you start to build up and strengthen yourself as you remember, but also as you speak words of faith. Forgetting what is behind, there are things that you shouldn't be remembering. Remember not to remember those things. Actually, the past is the past, and we push on. What else? I think I've covered quite a few, and probably enough for you to be able to be getting on with. I am going to put a presentation that I did about my relatives within the wars. I did it a number of years ago. I'm going to put it on the end of this video so that you can see that. It's a bit of a tribute, and it harks back to when they filled the moat of in London. They filled the moat of the castle, I'm trying to remember it, the Tower of London, the moat. They filled it with poppies, with ceramic poppies, and just to represent lives that were lost. And it's powerful, so have a look at that. If you want things to discuss, then here we go. Some questions, and I'll put them up here. They'll be at the end. Remember one good thing God has done for you. I mean, you can probably remember more, but hopefully you can remember one good thing that God has done, and tell someone else about that. Or if you're doing this as a discussion, then go around and talk about that. If you are talking about this with someone during the week, then yeah, what was that one thing? Remember one word God has spoken to you. If you can only remember one thing that God has said to you, or you've read, or that that was God, remember that. Or remember the last thing that he spoke to you. Remember a person one person who is worse off than you and pray for them. Please pray for Victor Jr. at the moment in the Philippines. He's struggling with a cough and a fever, and they've given him some medicine on, you know, but actually he's concerned and he's doing a great job in the Philippines. But just remember him. And then maybe this is slightly different. Remember one person who believed in you and made you feel special. You know, there's someone says, you know, well, we'll forget all the words that were spoken, but we don't forget the way someone made us feel. Remember someone who made you feel special, who made you believed in you, who it could be a teacher, it could be a church leader, it could be a friend. And think about how you would like to become or be that person for someone else. Someone who you know prays for you, who you know is always on your side, regardless of whether you get it right or wrong. And those are the kind of people that we want to be for each other. So yes, remember to remember. And finally, if you want to do one thing, and I know this may not be suitable for all of you and it might not be appropriate for all of you, but often on Remembrance Sunday, we will take communion. And Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Every time you eat, every time you're together, actually take some bread. Just be simple about it. Just take something you're eating and break it and think, God, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. And then if you've got something to drink, doesn't need to be wine, but it can be anything. It's the act of remembering. Take that and say, Jesus, thank you. I remember that it cost you so much to give me access to the Father. And we do this in remembrance. And we remember this until he comes again. So look, those are some things to remember. I hope that stimulated you to start thinking. Take some time, take a little bit of time today or in the week to come, and remember to remember. Bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching this to the end. Next week we will be having our live from the landing again, and we'll be doing something a bit different, but use this, talk to each other, share it with your friends, and we will see you again shortly. Bless you.